Thank you for calling. How may I help you? Hello?
Who are you?
Hello?
Who are you?
Yes, hi. Do you mind telling me who do you want to speak to?
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
We're trying to speak to Brian Williams.
All right. Give me a quick moment. Let me transfer this to Brian. May I know your name, please?
It's my husband's account, William Brucci.
All right, give me a quick moment.
I'm his wife.
And the person that you want to speak to?
Brian Williams.
All right, sure. Give me a quick moment. Thank you for holding up. This is Brian Williams. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
This is William's wife. I have to help William speak.
All right. Yes, I've tried calling Williams like half an hour ago, but it didn't go through, went directly to the voicemail. So, yes, please go ahead. Is this the right time to speak?
I need to know this again.
He wants to know the status of the project.
All right. Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, are you there? May I know your name, please?
Lorraine.
Can you spell it?
L-O-R-R-A-I-N-E.
L-O...
R R.
R R.
A. A I N.
A I N.
E.
All right.
Yes.
So, you are the person who is going to speak on behalf of Williams, right?
Well, I'm going to interpret for him, sort of.
You're the judge.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
All right. Yes. So in regards to the project, let me just quickly check with the team where exactly it is. Give me a quick moment, Ms. Kane.
Sure. So is there anything else you're going to ask them?
Thank you so much for holding up. Do you mind telling me the surname of Williams? Is it Brute? Is it Williams?
Brucci. William Brucci.
William.
B-R.
Yes. William.
T-S.
R-U.
T-S.
I'm so sorry. I can't hear you properly. It's William with an S or without an S?
No S.
Can you spell out the name for me, please?
His last name?
Yes, the last name. William and?
His last name is Brucci. B, as in boy.
Mm-hmm.
R-U-T. S-C-H. E.
B R U T S T H E. Is that correct?
No, it's S C as in cow.
Okay, all right. So it's B R U T and then it's C, correct?
Nope. There is an S after the letter T.
Right. B-R-U-T-S.
C.
C.
As in. Yes. H-E.
E. All right. Let me just quickly update this. All right, so the update on the project is that the publishing form was submitted on the 1st of May by Mr. Williams.
Just one moment, please.
All right, sure.
All right, bye.
Okay, would you please start with the status?
Yeah, sure. So the update on the project is that the publishing form was sent on the 28th of April, and it was received from Mr. Williams and from on the 1st of May. So it has been posted to the team, the publishing team, and they are looking into this. And however, the manuscript and the book cover file that was shared by Mr. Williams has also been added in the project, and it has been posted as a task to the publishing team already. And as soon as I'm getting an update, I'm going to let you know. If there's anything else that you want to get added or subtracted, anything that is necessary, just let me know.
All right,
I need to back on. I need my work.
He needs to get back on the Teamwork website.
I'm sorry, what about the Teamwork website? I missed information.
Bill wants to get back onto the Teamwork website.
All right, so in regards to getting to the Teamwork website, as I can see that the communication between Mr. William and I has been on the Teamwork portal since day one, right? So let me quickly send you another text email here on the Teamwork portal. Give me a quick moment. This is for your reference and Mr. William's reference as well. All right?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much for staying on the line. Miss Lorraine, are you still there?
Yes.
Right. So I sent you an update email on the teamwork portal. So I would like you to check the email section, and you will find the update over there, and it will lead you directly to the teamwork portal, where you will find the rest of the details and all the files that has been posted. Everything since day one till date has been posted on that one message thread that says, welcome on board. All right? So you will find all the updates over there. As soon as I'll be receiving another update from the publishing team, I will let you know, and I'll be sharing that with you shortly. Till then, we are good to go, and there's nothing that we need from your end as of now. It was just the publishing form that we needed, and we have that as well. So I'll keep you posted, all right? Don't worry. Just please confirm if you've received the email or not from my end.
Just a moment.
Yeah.
Sure.
He has the email. Is there a timeline on the project?
Hello?
Hello, is there a timeline on the project?
No, there's a timeline on the project. All right, can you please confirm me the deadline? How soon do you...
No, he's asking you. He's asking you if there's something. Do you think it'll hit the publishers and what?
More than Noble.
Barnes and Noble.
Yeah.
He wants to know when you think it'll hit the publishers and Barnes and Noble.
That is something that the publishing team will let us know, all right? It usually takes 2 or 2.5 or max 3 weeks for the team to get back to us and to look into this, since it's the entire manuscript that they have to, you know, go through. They have to be on the same page as well, and it's not just the publishing that we're doing for them. We need to, you know, proofread the content before we post anything on those reputable platforms, which is Amazon and Barnes & Nobles, right? So in order to for the team to be on the same page, they need to go through the entire manuscript since page 1 till the last page. including the book cover. And the book cover task has been posted to the editing team as well, and they are looking into it. They will be they'll be asking me for the trim size, which you have to let me know. So please confirm me the trim size that you want this book to be published in for.
Standard size
that we recommend is 6x9, and if it's a children's book, what we recommend is 8.5x11. If you have any other sizes in mind, just let us know. Although
6x9.
6x9 works for you?
Yeah. It's already laid out in 6x9.
All right, so it's already trimmed in size, which is 6x9, right?
Yes, sir.
And are you sure that it's formatted accordingly as well by the same trim size, or you want me to ask the team to check it from their end? Because that is something that they can do as well. You just need confirmation if it's yes, then. Mm-hmm.
You don't have to check it. You don't have to check it.
All right, it's 6x9. Let me just quickly update this as well.
Okay. Yes, the 8th. That's today.
Mm-hmm. Hello, are you still on the line?
Hello, you're here.
Yes, hi. Yes, hi. So I have checked it with the editing team as well and the publishing team as well, and the update is that the editing team has provided the back cover according to the image that Mr. William has provided for the book cover. I am sending it to you right now, so please go ahead and check it on the portal.
He can't get to the portal. He said the marketing team blew it up.
You can't get to the portal? Is this what he's saying?
Yes. He cannot get to the portal.
Can you please check his emails? Because I've sent the updated email. Yes, I've sent an email almost 5 minutes ago, and I'm sending you another email creating another thread for the book cover.
You got the first one.
You got the first one?
Yes, you got the first email.
That was through the portal. So, yes, this is exactly what I was asking. I am attaching the book cover mock-up here in this one. Give me a quick moment. And here it is. Yes. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, hi. I have sent you another email and created another thread, like a message thread for the book cover thingy. And the image that was provided by Mr. Williams End has been replicated into a book cover, and I've sent it to you. Just please get me his approval on this one so we can proceed forward.
Did you get it, dear?
Let me know once you receive it, okay? I'm
waiting.
One moment. It's sending him back to the teamwork
portal.
He cannot open the original portal. The marketing group hijacked the email.
All right, let me.
And gave him another.
I have already added Mr. William in the Teamwork Portal project, right? And all the updates since day one that has been posted to the Teamwork Portal has been received by Mr. Williams as well. And the files that were shared from your end has been received as well on the same Teamwork Portal. And the last email that I sent you a few minutes ago, you confirmed it to me that you've received it. That means you're on the portal. We are already communicating, right? So I've sent you another email for the book cover approval.
Just a moment.
The download failed.
Can you please check if you're
receiving? The download failed. It's routing him to.
Are you like able to preview the file? Just click on the thumbnail of the image, and you will see three dots here as well. Once you click on it, you will see the download option. But if you're unable to download it, just preview it from the image and let me know if it's good to go or if there's anything that needs to be added. As the image that was provided, it's replicated as it is.
He cannot see it. It won't download. Book cover, you want to attach it to something clean?
I need a new email only.
He would like you to attach the book cover to an email only.
Can you repeat it, please? I'm so sorry. I was typing an email for someone else. Yes. Hello?
He would like you to attach the book cover to an email only because he cannot open that.
Okay, sure. Give me a quick moment.
Okay.
Can you please confirm if this is the correct email address? It's brut1943@aol.com. Correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Thank you for staying on the line. I have sent you an email as well. Can you please confirm if you've received it or not?
Can you ask him?
Yeah.
Brian.
Yes, hello.
This is back of the book cover.
Yeah.
On the back of the book cover, there's something written. And Bill wants to know what kind of language is it.
I can't really hear you properly. Can you please come again? At the back of the book cover, there's something written.
Yes. And what language is it?
You mean the back cover content? This is known as the back cover description.
That's what we're talking about.
Yes. So you...
It's not English. He wants to know what language it is.
Yes, this is exactly what I'm saying, that the team, when they want to get the cover approved, at the back of the cover, this will look like this. But the written content in the box, in the gray box that is written there, will be excluded, and you have to provide us the content for that. For now, the mock-up has been sent to you just to get your approval on the design of the cover and the picture and the name, and if everything looks fine, so we can move ahead to the back cover content thingy, right? So that is something that you are going to provide us.
The cover is fine.
The cover is fine.
Yes, so please confirm if the rest of the things are okay and are good to go so I can post it to the team as well and get the approval from Mr. Williams and let me know if it's fine, because if it's about the back cover content tab that is in the gray box at the back of the cover, that will be removed. That will be excluded for sure. That is just for, this is like a sample content, right? We just copy-pasted.
Right.
For, yeah, to make it look like something, right? So,
Okay, it's fine.
All right. So just provide us the back cover content, as you said, and then I'll post it to the team, and I'll get the cover revised for you and get it posted in the back cover, and then I will share the updated mock-up with you, the book cover mock-up I'm talking about. However, in regards to the publishing thingy, you have to let us know the best time to speak to you and Mr. William tomorrow, since I've spoken to the team and they want to create an account on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. So in order to do that, we need to have you on the call with the publisher, and then we'll be creating the account for you. Right? So let me know the best time to speak to you tomorrow, and then I can get the publisher on board, and you let me know, Miss, I forgot your name, I'm so sorry, Miss Lorene, right?
Lorene,
all right. Just let me know the best time. Ask Mr. Williams, and this
all
will
right,
hard
what
to take
think
not
about
more
it?
Than...
Go ahead, not more than what?
Yes, this won't take more than 10 minutes of your time. So just schedule it whenever it's feasible for you. And Mr. Williams, of course. We have like a few things to do. We have like a few meetings to attend. So we prefer to, you know, schedule the calls in the afternoon. So that is easy for the team as well, since they have to wind up some stuff as well. And we need to grab something for ourselves as well, since we are hungry.
Are you at work at 6 o'clock?
Man.
Which time zone are you in? Can you please confirm? Hello?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Probably, because I have things scheduled for tomorrow afternoon. Is 6 o'clock good for you?
No,
Hello? Yes, can you please confirm me the time zone that you are in so I can schedule a call accordingly?
For Easter, isn't that ended, right?
Eastern Daylight.
All right. So, let me check. All right. So, 6 p.m. works for me. And I will give you a call around 6 p.m.-ish tomorrow. And just please make sure that you attend it, since I will be having the publisher on board and we'll be creating the account for you. Right?
Okay.
And we'll be meeting Mr. Williams' phone as well, since you'll be receiving the one-time password, which is also known as OTP codes. Right?
One-time password what?
Since we have to create the account on the reputable platforms, which is Amazon, Barnes & Noble, what they do is when we put the information out down there, they send the confirmation code, which is also known as a verification code, and an OTP, which is a one-time password, right? So it's in numerics, yes. So we'll be needing that from your end as well. Just giving you a heads up. So hoping to speak to you tomorrow, 6 p.m., and thank you so much for your time.
Okay, tell us how many letters are required in this?
Back cover content?
What?
The back cover content. Mm-hmm. The back cover description. There's no minimum or maximum headcount for this, but whatever that suits you will work for us, obviously, but what we suggest is to keep it as minimal as possible, right? So,
okay.
Yeah. So you see the box there, you see the standard content posted, like the sample content posted, something similar to that word count.
He's asking if it has to be about the book or about him.
It can be anything. It can be about the author. It can be about the book. It can be a summary. It can be anything that you want the audience to read the first thing, right? Once they grab a book, for example. So the first thing that they see is the cover, right? And they obviously flip it as well. So that is something that will give an impression on the audience for the book and in terms of the author as well. So something in regards to about the author, something in regards to about the summary of the story or the book, anything or a lesson or maybe a dedication or anything. Even a lesson can be posted.
All right.
An acknowledgement can be posted.
He understands.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you.
Not a problem. Not a problem.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. So hoping to speak to you tomorrow. And I will make sure that I text first so I make sure that you are there as well with Mr. Williams. So when I call, I will be needing your help as well.
All right.
All right. So
thank you.
Not a problem. Thank you so much for your time, Ms. Laureen. And take care of yourself and Mr. Williams, obviously. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.